is when something lives basically with itself. That's it's brother, sister, a parent, child. The incestuous relationships are where a person closes in on himself and is not mispashit. That's the hefech of the kavana, zachar, and so on. That's the general klal of most arayas as we know them. And that's pretty easy to understand, because the reason for zivuk is to go out and to be misrabe, and these are relationships that close back on themselves. This is the type of arayas that lamashal goyim are also nitzavet, as men neach will get himself an arayas. Arayas b'derech klal are that type of inyan. There's a whole other parish of arayas which is kemat not nogeh to other umois, and that is the arayas of marrying out. Lamashal, the inyan of you have different dargas of yuchsin, asara yuchsin. The whole parish of yuchsin are things that are outside the pale of my klal. Lo yavam mamza bikhal Hashem, amonim avi, mitzri, and the Mishnah in Asar Yuchsin lists the different gedorim, and it says the first. It goes with subsets, and each one is allowed to marry the ones with it. A ger can marry a mamzer, and so on. Every single one can marry the ones next to it. A kohen can't marry a cholol, a levi can marry a cholol, and so on. So there's a whole hierarchy of those things that are outside the pale of the ones that I can marry, and that's something that's only shaykh basically to Klal Yisrael. The only thing I can think of that shaykh Mosaylam is with a Baal Chai, but by and large, that road of Arayas seems to be very different than the other road of Arayas, which is two close relationships. Relationships that sort of fall back onto itself and don't go out. In this mahalach of things that go outside of its min, we need to understand what's the content of it. First of all, you see amongst people it's primarily by Klal Yisrael. You find it also over here that this was considered the taina, I guess the hishchis is darkoi of the balachayim, that they were mizdakik l'sheinah minah. Now, it's obviously in Sposhet, the Mefarshim will say that the Balachai themselves are obviously not guilty. There's no Balachai as a Balachai, but it's a reflection of how corrupt men had become that Balachai went out. But I'd like to try to get a more of a handle on what is the Etzem, what's that whole signal of Isser. The Rashi then says, he brings a Chazal, Kol mokum shata moitzis nus under lemusya ba la'olam v'yregas tayim v'roim. The result, the einish for that type of nus is under lemusya, which is a type. It means basically chaos. So the zelum aseteret is chaos. You have to understand the inyan of it. Similar to it, you find the is of kilayim. So the pashita. The Pashat Pshat in Kilayim is that you're questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this min should be, the apples should be apples, and the fact that you take a peach and you merge it with the apple, you're kind of questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, or so on. That's the Pashat Pshat in Kilayim. But there's a distinctive deeper Pshat, the word Kilayim, it's Sheirish in Lashon Kodesh is Kela, Miloshna prison, and it's strange where that comes from. The something imprisoned, and so on. The what's the Sheresh Issa Kelayim besides the fact that you seem to be questioning what Kosh Baruch Hu did? There seems to be another Nekuda which is similar to this. Is a Kelayim type of Issa. I mean, that's the best way we could represent it, and that seems to have been so bad that it was the sheirish of the churb and the mabul. On the pasuk of Elo told us Noach, it says the pasuk is obviously phrased very awkwardly. It says El Tolz Noach Noach Ish Sadik Tomay B'Deroisa. So he brings, so Rashi brings one pshat that it's a parenthetical remark. The second pshat is that it's not a parenthetical remark, but the pasuk reads straightforward. That the main Tolz of Tzadikim is Maisim Tovim. That's very strange to understand, because whenever we give a musa to anybody, the biggest tzaddik to the Russia, we tell them the same thing. We say, listen, the only thing that you'll have left in the end of the day is your mitzvahs ma'isim tovim. Make sure you have plenty of them. What's told the same are mitzvahs ma'isim tovim. Told the same of everybody's mitzvahs ma'isim tovim. We can say, listen, everything comes and goes. Mitzvahs ma'isim tovim are the only thing that stay around. If you want to have a zeicha, you should leave over a lot of stucker, a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of ma'isim tovim. How many depends on you. In other words, tzaddikim and rishoyim and beinanim all have told us that are mitzvahs ma'isim tovim. The tzaddik has lots and lots of them. The rosh has none of them. But it's not the told the same shal tzaddikim. If mitzvahs ma'isim tovim, it doesn't do with tzaddikim. It doesn't do with everybody. And tzaddikim happen to have a lot of them. Other people have a little bit less. But the mashmos is that it's something that's restricted on tzaddikim. That's something to understand. You also find something interesting, that Noach was zeichet to something that no one else was zeichet to. Adam Arishon, human beings are called Adam. Every single person is called an Adam because he is a type of Adam. And that we understand to be very natural. Noisav Aleim Umas Hoilam, they're called B'nei Noach. And what does that add to that? I mean, if we try to distinguish it, first of all, you always label the minority rather than the majority. So if you have, let's say, in America, if you have 25 million Mexicans living, you don't label everyone else non-Mexicans. You label the Mexican as a Mexican. We're B'nai Avram. So we should be called B'nai Avram. We're a very small minority, and everyone else should be called just Stam, people. The fact that they're called B'nai Noach means that there's something mitzad Noach, there's some chiddush, some mitzias mitzad Noach that's by them. And we'd like to understand also, where's the koyach in Noach? In other words, what inyan in Noach is this inyan over here? So I'd like to start understanding the inyan. It's the Sfasemis brings a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh is Mayrich a little bit on the mile of Noach. And basically he picks up on three things. The Zohar HaKadosh says Noach is a pchina of Shabbos. In other words, what Shabbos is to time, in time frame, Noach was as humans went. It's a Zayin Achmenu, we call it Svanenu, Noach Melosh Menucha, is a Pchina of Shabbos, also a Pchina of Kedusha of Shabbos. And the reason it says is called a Tzaddik. A Tzaddik is someone that's Noiter as a Bris. Noites Abris in the Zohar Kodesh means somebody who keeps Kedusha, the Kedusha's Abris, that is Noach, and therefore all of these Toladas came from him. So basically the Zohar Kodesh lists out, with a little bit of Narichus, that Noach's own Bechines were Shmiras Abris. It says Tzadik, the Iyu de Minta Briso. Tzadik is someone that keeps the bris. In other words, it's kedusha in yom varayis. That is a bechina of Shabbos, and that's the reason why he had toladas and so on. That's the reason for his toladas. And we say it, you know, when we say Rosh Hashanah, we speak about tibres tzatzov. We make mention of the fact that it's noach zera that's in the world and so on and so forth. So we have to try to understand the different components. What exactly? It's obviously, it's not lumping on a whole bunch of things. We're talking about a certain central nekuda, And that central nekuda is what is going to string together all of those inyanim. All the inyanim we speak about now are centered around a specific point. And let's try to understand that nekuda. Let's take an example. If a person has, the biggest gift that the Bria has is the ability of creating life one way or another. The fact that a plant has a seed that created another plant is the astonishing chiddush of a plant. The fact that a bal chai or human being can create another bal chai is the great chiddush of the world. Physically, it's obvious. Let's say a person were to take biological material. He was to take a piece of plant or a piece of human body or tissue. And he was trying to figure out which is the piece that reproduces life. It's going to have to be something that contains in itself the core sherish of his own life. Genetic material is the material that gives him his life in a most fundamental way. Genetic material is what's going to go on weiter. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a gift of life, then the hemshech of that, and I have the gift to give life, it's going to be by going to that nekuda and drawing from that further. Obviously, anything that's a branch, anything that's not significant, is not going to go weiter. For instance, let's give another example. Let's say I read a book, and I was profoundly moved by the book. Something in it profoundly moved me. I want to use that to move other people. So if I take the periphery, the things the person added just to kind of give it flavor and flesh it out and so on, if I touch those halakim, it's not going anywhere. It's when I take the very nekuda that is the thing itself. In other words, what's the message here? Sometimes it could be just a certain phrase. Sometimes it could be a concept. Sometimes it could be an idea. But I need to take that if I want to create the next hashpa. Because everything, if I'm trying to be mamshech chiyus, I can't create chiyus. I need to draw back from my chiyus to pass it on further. So wherever the fire is lit by me, from that fire I have to take the ember and pass it to the next fire, and so on. So we have a very central nekuda. The biggest koyach that Adam has is the koyach to be moilid. And you see in the Bria, from the vegetation onwards, oisa pri leminehu, and puravu, those are central nekudas in Bria's Adam. In biologically, it always comes last. First, what is the person? He has a digestive system, he has a nervous system, this system. And then you say, by the way, he also has a reproductive system. This is much, much, if you've seen the Bria, before, there's not much description about fruits and vegetables and so on and so forth, except that they have peiros which have zera liminehu. Everything has a min, and it has zera, and it goes weiter. And same thing, Adam. That commands as strong as description as the Etzem Bria. And the reason is because it's hainu hach. The makom from where zera is drawn is from the makom chiyus itself. It has to be that way. If the zera were consisted of non-vital material, it couldn't create something living. It's only because you're taking something from the very core of the vital material that it go weiter. That is for instance, let's take another example. It says, Ein Adam Oymid Al Das Rabbi Atzeif Arboim Shana. What it means is, and you can't teach it onwards until that time. If a person learned from a person peripheral thing, and he never understood the etzem nekuda, he'll never be able to mamshach his Rebbe's Torah, because I have a lot of the dressing, but I don't have any of the etzem nekuda. So we have in a person created a certain nekuda, that is the nekuda of what the person is, who he is, and he can do a lot of things without tapping that nekuda. He can perform many things without needing to tap into that nekuda. But when he goes to make the next generation, he needs to tap into that nekuda. It's the genetic material that makes the next generation. Everything else, the day-to-day activities, use some of that material, part of it, a tolda, but it's not. It doesn't use the etzem material. That's not the etzem reproductive agent. That's not the etzem productive agent. The genetic material is the etzem reproductive agent, because I can only create who I am if I tap into the nekuda of who I am. That is the inyan of Pir Virivya, as coming from the very shayrus of a person's mitzvahs. The biggest pagam you can do, in other words, every single person was created with a certain, every single chelik of the Bria has its nekuda. And that's called liminehu. When the Rambam says that Balechayim have Ashkocha only on the min, it means because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the min. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created cows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created geese. That was the nekuda that of Ratzon Hashem. That's the etzem nekuda of Ratzon Hashem. The particular cows that come about are hechetimtzes, how to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem that there be cows. But the nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was cow. If a person takes, there are two isurim involved in with animals. One is to be mesaris an animal, because you're stopping the min, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that min. So siris is a direct, if I kill a cow, that's part of the mitzvahs of cows. You breed them, and you shech them, and you eat them, and use the milk. That's part of the usage of it. But to be mesaris a bal chai is stopping the min. That's, you're saying to yourself, I don't care that this cow is around, but I'm stopping the min of cows. That is keneged Ratzon Hashem. Also, when I make kilayim, what I end up with is not a cow, not an apple. And I was mafkia de liminehu. It's not the pshat, there's a haughtiness that I showed I could do something better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could think of only apples and peaches, I could think of a peach apple. It's much deeper than that. I've succeeded in eradicating apples and peaches, because a peach apple is neither an apple nor a peach. It's something else. And therefore, what I created is mafkia, just like soris, is mafkia, the min. Diluting the min with something else is also afkar of the min. And that's in the kudah here that we want to be aimed on. Everything that is created as a min, the gedah shabai, is what keeps it as such. The fact that apples naturally breed only apples, and pears breed pears, and peaches, that gedah is its mohus. It's the Ratzon Hashem was apples. Keeping apples as only apples, and naturally apples only fertilize apples. You need to do a lot of fooling around to be machli to minim. Therefore, it keeps its min. When a person adds something external to it, he dilutes it out of existence. When you add an apple to a peach, you don't get something that is completely apple and completely peach. You take away enough tchunas of apples, enough tchunas of peaches, that it's neither. It's another min, but it's not that min. So Shmiras HaBris is not, it's the need to preserve the min as such. The min is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and to prevent that from being destroyed, Saris is directly destroying it. Everybody understands that being Masaris something is destroys the min Shaboy, not the prat, but the min. Making kelayim is also destroying the min by diluting it. Diluting the min is as it destroys the min as much as directly being Masaris it. That's in the world but b'chalal. That's in everything in general. In people, it goes one step further. Balechayim, the min, is general min. It's just a type. In Tzuras Adam, there are inyanim that are specific to each person, and there are other gedarim. Klal Yisrael to Mesoilam, Avodim to Klal Yisrael, Cholol, Mamza, Amoni Ma'avi, Mitzri, V'chulu. The Akharish Baruch Hu delineated other mins as minim as well. And when Klal Yisrael marries with anybody that shouldn't, with any psula yuchsin, then they lose their min. They're not Klal Yisrael to some degree. It depends each case. I'm saying it says Ein Ashchina Shruya Ala Mishpachos Miuchosay Shabi Yisrael, because that's Klal Yisrael. Anyone that has obfuscated its min has been in some darga obfuscated the Shem Yisrael, and there's no Shem Yisrael for Klal Ashchina. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made on Shifti Yisrael by placing the Shem Hashem on the Shvatim, that they have their specific yichas. So you have a second type of churban of a min by the fact that it goes outside of its own min. That's called Shmiras HaBris. In other words, the bris is something which is the gedder that preserves things as they are. Let's go one small step further. We say over a lot of times, we bring down the Ramban, that bris is Miloshim Bria. When you forge a bris with somebody, Lamashal, if I make an agreement with you, you come and paint my house and I'll pay you $1,000. That is an agreement. It links us for a certain inyan, and that's it. The painting is done. I'm finished paying you. We don't know from each other. All sorts of agreements. Human life is full of agreements. All agreements relate to things that are periphery in some sense. They are one particular event in my existence, coinciding one particular event in your existence. There's kinyanim, there's diburim, and so on. When you forge a bris with somebody, it's not just a very strong agreement. It's something which you ascribe a certain essence with somebody. And that's why the Pasuk warns us against being curious bris with other amim and so on. Krisus bris, the way it's done by cutting and letting blood, signifies that it's an essential merging at some level and some point with someone else. We're ready to die for each other. I make a bris with somebody that if you're attacked, I will come fight you. If I'm attacked, you'll come. Basically, what it means is my blood and your blood are linked. If your blood is spilled, my blood is spilled. If my blood is spilled, your blood is spilled. A bris connotes a type of a connection that goes to the heart of the person and connects the essential person rather than just a particular area where we agree on something or disagree on something. It's not just a kinyan on a car or a house, whatever it is. It's on the atmos of the person. Shmiras bris on a person means HaKadosh Baruch Hu forged a bris with me that this is my metzias. This is who I am. This is what I am. And I need to preserve that so that when I pass it on to the next door, I'm passing on my metzias. That's called Shmiras HaBris. And that's Kedushas HaBris. And that's why it's a bris, and it goes to the essence of a person, which lies by definition in his ability to pass on life to the next generation. That is Kedushas HaBris. It says that Avraham Avinu stands by the gates of Gehenim, and anyone who comes in who's a mohul, he doesn't allow in. Somebody who lived with a goya he disregards, because that's called breaching the bris completely. That's a break with the bris. Noach is called a tzaddik because of the bris. Let's go back and explain, answer some of the points we raised, and then we'll see one more nekuda. The chet of Dor HaMabul was that they began losing the nekuda that they had within them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a tachlis. And the tachlis was that he gave whatever a person's etzem metzias is, whatever the metzias of every min bal chayim is, that is them. That's their tachlis, and that's their metzias. Any perversion of that, it loses their etzem metzias. Kehishchas kolbosas darko, everything lost its own metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a min of cows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a min of chamorim. If a chamor is mizdavik to a sus, then basically what you have is neither chamorim left nor susim left. And that becomes the hishchas is darko. Everything has its own derech. Everything has its own pathway. And losing it is destroying the kavana of the bria itself. That was the chet that prompted the mabul. Noach was the one who was shemes abris, like it says, and his toldos. That's what Rashi means, that the toldos of tzaddikim is ma'isim tovim, mitzvahs ma'isim tovim. Because there are activities and there are toldos. When somebody is doing something, I'll explain a little bit more soon. If somebody is doing something not mikoyach, his pnimius, his atzmius, that's not called toldos. And let's explain that a little bit with one more nekuda that the Zohar says. The Zohar says that Noach is a pchin of Shabbos, and that's why it's his man of menucha, and that's why he had told us, and so on. Whenever a person is interacting with the world, on Shabbos, there's one mitzvah very different than other mitzvahs, and it says, Ish al yetze mimekomo, the inyan of tchumin. All other malachas are malachas that a person does. Tchumen, and it's interesting, the Gemara has a Hava, I mean, the Gemara Shabbos, the Masa Matan, it could be that a person knows it's Shabbos only mikoyach the Issa of Tchumen. Tchumen means the person goes back to his place. Whenever a person is traveling, he's out there. When the person goes back to his place, and he stops interacting with the world around, then bal karchoch, he's back to his self. When a person goes home, it's the same thing. In a person's, it says in the pasuk Baruch Nafshei, we said now that adam yetzi lefa'olei ad ha'arav. A person goes out to do work until nighttime, and at nighttime yeshuvon. At nighttime, we come back to the house. In other words, there's a hispashtus. A person goes out and interact with the world, and that means he's not in his place. And when he comes back and stops interacting with the world, he withdraws back to his self. It's in the very, very heart of defining a person. There's a tremendous nisoyin that goes both ways. A person was created to go out. A person was created, like we said, by Arias. A person is created not to live with himself, not to live with his brother and sister, but to go out. But every time a person goes out, he loses his self. When a person is interacting with other people, he is somewhat the other person. You can't interact with another person unless you speak his language, unless you're communicating with his mentality, unless there's some sort of commonality. Every interaction of a person when he goes out runs the risk or is in some ways a sense of kilayim, of diluting his self, not having his self. When a person goes out and he's kula mashpia, he's fulfilling his destiny. When a person goes out and he is affected also, vayis'arvu bagoyim, when a person is mis'arev, when a person intertwines with someone else, then he's no longer completely his self. And there the person stopped being, he no longer has the koyach of teloda. If I'm not myself, then I can't give over anything. If you ever try to see a person who says over someone else's speech, someone else's sales pitch, something that's canned, never is mashpia. When you hear someone talking, and the person seems to be, you sense that the person is saying over something, it has zero effect. And, you know, maybe if what he's saying makes sense, the logic, but that's not an effect. That's just the logic, Shaboy. But the tochacha, dvarim ayotzim min halev, hashpa, all of those terms that describe a person's ability to infuse chiyus into somebody else or something else are non-existent to the person that's not speaking himself. I was always at Lo Aleinu at funerals. The best hesped is usually, almost always, the family, the son or whatever, and it's not. Obviously, he's the saddest and he's the most heartbroken, but it's more than that. The person himself is speaking. There's a sense of, yes, the person himself is expressing himself. He's not speaking. He's not saying a drasha. He's not delivering a eulogy. His heart is crying out. It's not because he feels the saddest, but because there's a sense of self that's expressing. And that's the koyach that the person has of chiyus. His self is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and the koyach of chiyus is what the person can give over if he's touching into that nekuda of self. So the Zohar HaKadosh, Shabbos is a time when a person withdraws from the world around. The person's ace, he'osef ha-mikne, it's a time when things come back to their place. It's a time when there's the menucha says he must go back al yetzim komo. That's the time when that's the zman of tzaddik, of shmiras habris, of noyach, and that's where teladas come in. It says oinav atamid chacham is in Shabbos. The Shabbos in some of the zmiras in Aramaic it's Hebrew nafshin and so on. It speaks a lot about the inyan that on Friday night is when neshamas are created. The Shabbos, especially for us, where a lot of us will be going out a lot mesh the years, is an extraordinary time when a person has to go back to his own nekuda. Every single touching base, every interaction with the world outside, doesn't have to be harmful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairos a bris with Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah is called a bris. A bris is to keep our self as self. For the people who have barely shown a mitzvah, the big nisayon in the outside world is that you always are different. No matter how much you try to be the same, as long as you're showing Torah mitzvahs, you stick out like a sore thumb. And a normal person frets with that. Most people want to be normal. They want to be adjusted. They want to be part of society. And the reason for it is because if you become part of society, then you no longer are you. It's either or. To retain your nekuda, if you water it down, if it becomes kelayim, then it doesn't. Then it no longer has the koch to carry on chiyus, because that's not your chiyus. That's not who you are, and b'meidle you can't carry it on the next generation. People whose own Yiddishkeit was not with a chiyus, they hadn't tapped into their self, found it very difficult to perpetuate it next generation and another generation. Klal Yisrael has that nekuda, and that's what Noach was meyased in the world. The world's first nisayon was, it's before we talk about what the job of the world is, of people and so on, the purpose is that the things be themselves to be leminehu. The first thing is we need everything should remain who they are so that they can continue to be and perpetuate. The akira of that, that's called the bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris, and the bris is that the world has a certain metzias. When people began to obfuscate it, and they began to diluting their metzias, to be mizdavik min b'shein aminoi, they lost the koach of chiyus. Noach was a tzaddik b'dayreisa. A tzaddik, like the Zohar Kodesh says, iuman de notu brisa, the person who shamed the bris. And the reason... our biggest Yetzirah is the Inyan Shmiras HaBris. And like everything else, we're influenced from the world around, and we always see it in terms of bad, naughty, dirty, so on and so forth. But there's a whole, there's a much deeper understanding of it. The Taiva is only a physical Echetimtza for something much deeper than it. I am me, and I have a certain Metzias, and I can give over the Etzem Metzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed me with to the next door, with the ability to give over to the next door, to give it over to the next door. It's the Koyach that I'm closest to being Kelokim. If Taiva allows me to dilute it, and it becomes part of the world around, then I've lost it. Sirus and Kelayim are equivalent in stopping the ability to go vital. Every interaction a person has in the world, in every sense, has that effect. If a person, Lamashal, even Ruchnius, I'm surrounded by Ruchniistic people, but this person I'm jealous because of this, so I want to be like him, even though that's not where I should be. And I'm affected by what he does, even though that's not what I should be. Every single contact with the world allows me to express myself and creates the danger and reality that I get diluted by the contact with the other person. That's the Inyan of Shabbos. The Inyan of Shabbos is the Zman, that everything comes back to its place, that everything sits in its place without expanding outwards. I can expand outwards and interact with the world on the condition that I have an akuda, that I can come back to myself. That I can come back and deher, who am I, mitzad, my mitzis. That's why everybody's called, all of them are called a ben noyach, because noyach brought back into the world the ability to have children. The ability to bring out a child who carries that nekuda and so on. It's an inyan that Shabbos, like I said before, for many of us who will be interacting very much with the world outside, learning to create an island of time. There are a lot of things on Shabbos that are not usher, but somehow we feel they're not Shabbistic. They're uvdei chol. And there's a valid point to it. Somebody once asked me many years ago, it was a bach in yeshiva, an aruch bach, and he asked me about reading a certain textbook on Shabbos. There was nothing wrong with it, and it fit into all the gedarim that are okay. But he said, he came back and he said, I didn't do it. He said, it feels like weekday. And there's an emes to that. The person should learn Shabbos, he should feel his neshama self. The gedorim that the person makes around himself, he should feel his atzmis, which is the neshama. The neshama interacts with a guf. The guf interacts with other gufas. The gufim of Kaisel interact with umas olam, with the world outside of derech eretz. But none of that, the way in which a person rises above it is if he keeps, if he holds on to himself as a certain nekuda. Just like in the body, you have a lot of different cells doing a lot of different things, but genetic material is kept in a certain enclosure. It's kept in a nucleus. It's kept in the cell in a very specific place, so that not get diluted by all the functions of the cell. As long as the person keeps that einekuda, where he can keep touching base again with his atzmius, with his self, then even if the person is even if the person interacts outside and the interaction has its effect, the person can keep coming back to that nekuda, and that nekuda becomes his chiyus for the rest of the time. Shabbos. Yeah. So, I'm not going to myself.